afraid. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on over there? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I'm Leo.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And that's why you see those beautiful tears of a man whose heart is bursting.
Enrique
Casillas. Will you stop talking about tennis players and stupid Hollywood actors, Phil? It's the gladiators out there, man. Not tennis players. Tom Cruise. A break. If you smell a soccer jockstrap, he'd faint dead away.
Off to the far side. It's knocked. And a throw in for Real.
Talking to gladiators.
Reyes picked up.
Short.
Tom Cruise. If you smell a soccer jock strap, you fit a get away.
You smell the soccer jock strap.
Hello! Now you're talking my language.
That's right. Ray Hudson needs to be hanging out with Pink Eye Paul Stanley.
Oh boy, it's time for surgery. I need my surgical mask. Yeah. Hello, Ronaldo! Throw that thing on my face.
So that, now he's hiding out in the World Cup stadiums of all over the world.
That's right. Yakov Smirnoff! Let me in the locker room!
Yakov Smirnoff.
That's right.
He's doing comedy for the Russian national team?
No! You're rushing when you got your face in a bunch of dirty jet straps.
That's right, Pink Eye Paul Stanley. You must be very excited.
Oh, my eyes starting to itch.
Okay, well, you got to keep it away from the fecal matter. That's what gives you the...
I can't help it. Hello, Glasgow.
What do you mean you can't help it? It's very easy to remove yourself from the hamper.
Putin, he likes to ride horses. And I like to put my face in dirty clothes.
Okay, all right, well, that's good.
You've been running around quite a bit.
Yes. I'm
sweaty.
Yeah,
throw
him
in.
Okay, all right. Then Pink Eye Paul Stanley. Thank you very much. I'm
going head first in this one. Spinneroo, here I go.
Okay, all right. I can't see your face. You've got, unfortunately, you're
it's
wearing...
It's time for operation time.
No, it's not a surgical mask.
I gotta work
it's
a jock strap.
That's a jock strap. It's very unsanitary.
I put it on my face and I operate on my lower half.
Okay. All right.
Really?
It's not probably a smart thing to do.
Well, no. Not with the scalpel.
Okay.
With my hand.
Thank you, Pink Eye Paul Stanley. I don't really need more of a picture of me to be painted.
No, I put the jock on the face.
Yes, I know the jock.
Then I take off my drawers.
Okay, all right. Yes, you do. Pink Eye Paul Stanley.
I don't think you get what I'm doing.
I know very well what you're doing. Just it seems...
I remove my underwear.
Yes, okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And I'm in there. And I do a little operation downstairs. Operation, hello.
Okay. Yeah, do any of the players have a problem with this?
Operation, I mean, love gun.
I got to think that the players would be a little disturbed.
They don't know I'm there. I'm sneaky.
Okay, they don't see the guy in the Star Child makeup.
You're
7-inch leather heels.
It ain't a star. It's a pussy. Infection.
Yes, it's has a lot of pus. Yes,
okay, when I got to get some cream.
Yes, get down.
I gotta get this thing off my face. Okay. I lost my vision because my eye is all closed. We're poo.
Okay. Hey, you pink guy, Paul Stanley. We appreciate
it. It ain't no J string. It is a jock strap.
Yep, yep, yep. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, big times today.
You got World Cup fever, Fred? Have you been watching
any of it? I'll tell you what, no. I don't.
I like any time there's like live sports during the day.
That's right.
That part I don't have a problem with.
John informed me that today at 8, Egypt is playing, and that Egypt apparently has one of the top 5 players in the world, to which I would say, wow, so they kick it around, and there you go.
I don't care. The only teams that I want to see succeed is I want to see Brazil, Ireland, and Italy.
Italy didn't make it.
Okay, no. because those are the three that around here,
when we first
you get the biggest
here.
Pile of people right. going nuts.
Right. I was in the North End.
I was with you. It was when they won.
It was in the North End. So annoying.
See, I didn't
don't have
that.
To worry about that this year.
That was very so, annoying.
Not as good.
No.
But Ireland's in it?
I don't know if Ireland's in it. I just know Italy is not.
No, okay. There's no way Ireland's in it. Because if Ireland's in it, it would be insanity.
Brighton would be on fire right now.
Yeah, it would just be insanity.
Like downstairs, or down the street, the Irish village.
There's absolutely no way Ireland's in it. Because it would be mayhem.
Let's see.
Iceland is in it.
Yeah, no. Iceland's, no. There's no way Ireland's in it.
Ireland, I don't know.
Do not see them. A cursory glance.
Round 16, no way. Actually, no. Okay.
There's absolutely no chance because it would be anarchy. Like, the places I go would be, even though I haven't been out in a while, the places I go would be anarchy.
Yeah, right. And this is the time of year you'd be driving down the road here, right off Market Street, and like every one of the bars would be packed and people would be going insane.
I know a guy who had a bar who bought some kind of box so he could get the Ireland. They were doing something years ago to get into the World Cup, and it was anarchy just to see them try to win a game to get into the World Cup or get into position.
So is Brazil in? Do they have a shot?
Well, Brazil's supposed to be the best, right?
Okay, well, good, because then at least there's one team that has, like, a ton of fans here in town.
Well, you go to Framingham, as I have during the World Cup, and then you get a and not aware that it's a very Brazilian place. And then I went to the Boston Beer Works there, and it was very heavy Brazil.
Brazil apparently ranks 2nd in the world.
Oh, well.
So they should be one of the favorites.
Well, Germany's the favorite. And then my son last time, got very excited because his last name is German. So he became very excited about the German team because everyone had World Cup fever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not feeling World Cup fever this year.
Well, when America's not in, it's kind of...
Even if America's in, there's a significant portion of the population that finds it hard to get ramped up.
It's the difference between having a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. When you have a 6-year-old, there's a lot of soccer happening. When you have a 10-year-old and you're me, there's no soccer happening. Not for years. So that's gone. So absolutely no interest. Absolutely no interest. And our group of friends has dwindled to almost none.
Ah.
So there will be no World Cup viewing party.
You know where there's a huge interest? The Bankroll Boys. So I'm tweeting all about it yesterday. They are excited.
Think about that.
We got sports during the day to bet on. So the Bankroll Boys extremely excited about Russia's win yesterday. A lot of thumbs up emojis and dollar signs being tweeted out.
Well, what was the spread?
I think it was just like, I took the over.
Russia and Saudi Arabia.
No, they would just tweet out the word Russia, but the S's would be dollar signs.
I see. All right.
All right. Way to go. The Bankroll Boys.
What's the over?
Still don't understand what the reasoning for that is.
Jesus. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to bet on soccer. I would just think it would be over under on goals, right?
Yeah, right. The over-under, what was it, 2, 3? I mean, how do you...
Dude, I don't know.
All right.
I have no idea.
No, I don't know either.
Russia put up a 5 spot, making everyone happy yesterday.
It wasn't a very exciting game.
Apparently, they were playing the worst team in the World Cup.
Which is the reason that they faced Russia, the host country, in game one. Put them out there to guarantee the host club a win.
All I know is Deadspin insists on writing about it. So you read the headline, and that's all you need to know. I read the headline. But I'll turn it on for you, Johnny boy.
Thank you. And you can sit there during breaks and during the whole show, and you can sit there and marvel at how, the way they kick it back and forth.
Fred, you joke, by the way. I just saw a commercial for Uncle Drew sponsored by the General Insurance.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
The only reason it exists.
Because we talked to the guy from the New York Times, and they said that the one thing about Uncle Drew is that there's a million Pepsi like logos all over it. It's essentially a big commercial. And Fred asked, is there any kind of advertising for the General that's put inside of it? And the guy kind of laughed. But sure enough, there is a commercial for the General Insurance, because Shaq is in it, for Uncle Drew.
Does that come out today?
No, it's not for the 2 weeks. It comes out the 29th.
Because the movie Tag comes out today, which I would like to see.
It's kind of got middle-of-the-road reviews.
I don't care.
Which, there's certain movies I just wouldn't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's the cast is...
But what's the... Okay, so
is,
what... It's based on a true story, and it's just like a group of friends who have played tag their whole life? Like, what is the concept?
The concept is it's this group of friends that, since college, have been playing this game of tag, but they live all over the country. So the idea is that it's very subversive that they... Or subversive is probably not the term. But they go to different they'll go and fly in and do elaborate ways to tag the guy and... I don't know. I just like to get Hannibal Buress, Jake Johnson, Ed Helms, who's I could give or take.
John Hamm. The dude who plays the Arrow Man.
Arrowface.
Arrow Man from the Marvel movies.
Arrow Man, you shot me with a Cupid arrow.
Okay, big guy Paul Stanley keeps showing up.
Tag, you're it.
Okay. I don't think those people want to be tagged.
I tagged you with my lap gun!
Impressive.
What? Impressive.
I could even go longer.
Wow.
Okay. I could always go longer, Johnny boy.
I'm just thinking face down in the hamper. That's pretty good.
I'm stuck.
Okay, you're just stuck.
Yeah. All right, well.
You turn on the shower. That come out.
You turn on the shower. I come out the nozzle. Whoopsie. I climbed in.
All right. What do we have going on? I'm supposed to tease everything. What's going on, Rich?
what's going on in the world of sportage? Jerry Remy ate a grasshopper. And it was
very exciting.
All sorts of fun. But
they must have been out west.
Yep. They were. So we will get to what happened over there in Seattle. On top of that, an interesting trade being floated out there involving the Red Sox. This is one that actually has a little bit of bite. I kind of like this one.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fist this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. This is Toucher and Rich.
Fox Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, Fred, what kind of deli meat is Xander Bogaerts about to give you?
Yeah, it's all right-handed with a 2-2.
Pork and beans.
Center field, that's well hit. Already racing back. He's turning around. That ball is out here.
Ouchie, ouchie. Put it between two pieces of bread.
For his 10th run of the season to put the Red Sox back
in front. 1, it's a 0, it's a 10.
Not even a salami anywhere in there? We didn't get a salami?
You know, it's got, what is it, capicola.
Mortadella.
Capicola. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of my Blimpie's days.
Oh, all right. Yeah, different
bologna.
Kinds.
Bologna.
They didn't put bologna.
We had bologna.
And straight Subway.
That was the cold cut combo. You had bologna on that.
I rocked that from time to time.
Of course. Well,
and a microwave it.
Xander Bogaerts delivering the salami just when the team needed it. And the Red Sox 2-1 win against the Mariners with the game tied at 1-1. Bogaerts homers to center field with 2 outs in the 6th. That was Xander's 10th home run of the year. And David Price, who has been excellent as of late, was excellent once more. 1 run on 5 hits over 7 innings since returning from his fortnight carpal tunnel break. Price has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. And that leaves the Red Sox with a record of 48-22. 26 games over 500 for the first time this season.
Ah, yikes.
Woo! Here is David Price after.
Get it going.
That was good.
Get after it.
We've won a couple games in a row. You know, they They had won, you know, a couple games in a row.
Oh,
and
boy, baby.
Have been, you know, walk-off
wins. Truth.
So for us to be able to do that.
That's right.
Craig finishing that game the way that he did. With
runs on give
first,
credit
first
to his teammate.
Second, nobody out. You know, that's,
first and second, nobody out.
That was good.
John was right there. He was hanging on every pitch. He was saying to himself, this is 2 a.m. Give me some.
Even John gave up
nope.
after what the second.
So the first two innings and then out.
Yep.
You were done. Out.
That's I mean you call yourself a sports broadcast.
But this adds another layer to the Price argument, Fred. Price is pitching very, very well. He's got the opt out coming up, and if he really hates it here and he pitches well this year, he could get that 3-4 year $190-$120 million contract he wants.
Or
if you think he's going to opt out, you could trade him.
Not this year.
You could.
It's not going to happen.
You could trade him.
Well, it is possible it's not going to happen.
Well, listen, all I know is that he made the promise that he's never going to get hurt again for the rest of the season, right? That he's going to play the rest. So if he's to play like this, then
you think he might have arm problems. You think that he might get out of here. You could trade him.
You know, you want to know how things are getting like pretty.
You could trade him.
Yes.
You could say,
yes.
You could say, hey, let's
it
get
is
him out
possible,
of town.
Yes.
You could.
It is. There is a possibility.
Is that? Yes.
I mean, it's not impossible.
No. You know what? He could pick up the phone. He could pick up the phone and say, look, we don't want him anymore. We got to get rid of him. You could. You could.
Pick up a couple young, young arms.
Oh, sure.
Why not?
Could probably get that for him. He really wanted to deal him.
Speaking of trades, also Ken Rosenthal, who you rarely hear me say a bad word about ever since he gave us the greatest post-game clip of all time.
Johnny, you just instructed me what to ask you. The team was 10-1 with you starting in the postseason. How'd that happen?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of saver metrics and there's a lot of numbers and stuff, you know, the whole war stat, you know, but when we go to playoffs, you know, it's... You want me to go to war with?
I love Rosenthal there. I mean, he just completely said, you told me exactly what to say. Here we go, you douche.
I'm going to embarrass you.
Well, he threw out a trade rumor yesterday that was pretty damn interesting on several levels. With the Orioles being a giant bag of ass this year, would Baltimore be looking to move Manny Machado? Possibly. And if so, Rosenthal says the Red Sox would be interested. He wrote this in The Athletic yesterday, but quote, the Red Sox ranked 28th in OPS at third base. Does that get you aroused when I talk nerdy to you? Okay. There,
give
John Wall.
Give it to me, baby. Give
all
it
right.
to me.
He said, and a trade for Machado would be vintage Dave Dombrowski stunner material.
It's possible, Fred, isn't it?
Yeah.
Possible.
I'd rather in honest, they're going to say Devers, but in all honesty, I don't even know what he said, but it's going
to
be Devers.
I'll read it to you. He goes, would the Sox give up, say, 5+ years of third baseman Rafael Devers if the Orioles also included one of their potential free agent relievers like Zach Britton or maybe a prospect? So that's what's
being
thrown out
there. So the deal would be Devers for Machado and Zach Britton.
Yeah, and so that's something Dombrowski would do, and then he would.
That's something Dan Duquette, as idiotic as he can be, both here and in Baltimore, would never do.
No, Machado,
not a million years.
Machado's going to be a Cardinal. They're going to get him, and there's no doubt about it. Machado will be a St. Louis Cardinal by the trade deadline.
Well, what obviously makes this even more fun is the fact
they have
that
a ton to trade.
Sure they
and
do.
They're gonna, and they need a third base.
But you got to hope like this happens, because this is the same Manny Machado who slid into Dustin Pedroia, which led to Matt Barnes throwing at Machado, which led to everybody throwing at everybody for about a month.
I don't think that matters at all.
Which led to this soundbite from Machado.
Go ahead. Hit me. No, don't let the keep lingering around and, you know, keep trying to hit people. And MLB should do something about hitting pitchers out there with balls in their hands, throwing 100 miles per hour, trying to hit people.
How long did that whole thing last? Like, that was...
Oh, that they carried that over
like
a couple of months before Barnes started throwing at him. And, oh, yeah.
And but Barnes couldn't even hit him
correctly. That's right. True. No,
it's true.
That doesn't matter worth a damn. I agree, Machado's not coming here, but getting him on this team doesn't matter. I mean, remember David Price and David Ortiz and that whole thing, and they signed Price, and it took him like 5 minutes to resolve it.
Sure.
I wouldn't worry
about
that.
And then it was done and over.
That's the lowest thing on the list.
Well, let's say that there's no other teams that exist. Let's just for a minute look at the trade that he proposes there, Ken Rosenthal. Is that something you would do?
In a second.
Rafael Devers. Okay.
I'd do that. Sure. You'd give up Devers in at his price and with his possible future for Machado's contract's up at the end of the
year. Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
So you would give up Devers.
I would. I would give up Devers and have Machado play third base for me for 100 games or whatever it is, 85 games. Yes.
Because you go all in this season.
That's correct. Look at this team. This team has a window of this year and next year.
Okay.
And then you have to worry about bets. You have to worry about a sale, more importantly.
And then
Dombrowski, okay. And we've talked about this. Dombrowski specifically constructed this team to have a 2 or 3 year window. He gave away all his prospects.
Right.
They're gone. So they have to win either this year, next year, or possibly the year after. And give Machado, you get so many chances. I would do that, yes.
Okay. I guarantee you that Machado's a Cardinal by the end of the year, and I guarantee you that he stays. Dan, go ahead.
Good baseball talk, boys. Put me right to bed.
Hey, it's midseason. Who's not excited about midseason baseball?
Exactly. It's summer. It's summer radio. What you can do. I'm going to say, Freddie, I mean, you had me almost in tears the other day talking about your 2-week dry spell and about, you know, relationships and all that. And then you come out today, you know, firing like a cannon, you know, and everything. So it's good to hear you on the up and up. I like it.
You're saying there's been somewhat of a mood swing.
I'm a manic. You're saying I'm manic.
A little bit. But I have one question, though. I used the bathroom the other day, and there was no toilet paper, so I had to use my boxers, all right? I didn't know where to put them. Do I throw them away, or do I keep them and throw them in the hamper?
Oh, that's easy. Why waste them? Come on. Put them right in here. Filth the animal. Throw me in the bright patch.
Filled with jockstrap.
Oops, you. Wink. Pew.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Pew.
Did you just wink with your pink eye? I can't tell.
It's closed.
Okay, right. It just kind of like wiggled. I wasn't quite sure what you were trying to do there.
I was the Phantom of the Park.
Yes, the Phantom of the Park was a very bad made-for-TV movie where you guys went to an amusement park for some reason.
The roller coaster stuck. Here I come.
What?
You can't leave to go to the bathroom.
So you're hoping that the people who are stuck on the roller coaster
have to go to the bathroom.
Will eventually deposit their laundry into your hamper.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds not like a good recipe for health.
Man. I'm just trying to incorporate things off the top of my head. Yes. That kids did.
Well, yes, they did.
They're impressive.
Yeah, right. They did a lot.
Going blind was about pink eye.
You'd be going blind if you had too many jock straps on your face.
I think I'm going blind. And I got some jock strap on my face.
Thank you, Pink Eye Paul Stanley. Appreciate it. Back in the hamper.
I can't think no more songs off the top of my head.
Okay. Just not at all. I was made for loving you.
I thought that was actually on. That was with the one I was thinking of.
You can't really do anything.
But I
with
can't
that.
Think of anything to do with that one.
Calling Dr. Love. I mean,
call Dr. Love. Call the doctor. Okay. Not Dr. Love. Okay. Call Dr. Feinstein.
I guess you got an eye that's infected.
Yeah, call Dr. Rosenthal.
Okay, Black Diamond. I mean,
Dr. Rosen. Yeah, I get it.
Strata!
10,000. Deuce? Well, Deuce is one.
Deuce had a hidden meaning. Deuce had a hidden meaning!
Oh, all right.
Number two!
Yes, that's Deuce, right. It didn't take a lot of. You didn't have to really think that one through too much. Okay. Do you love me? I'm sorry.
Lot of these I can't do anything with. Can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of stuff after we took off our makeup.
Lick it up?
Oh, man.
Animalize! Oh. That was fun. That was when I was on in the hamper. With Siegfried and Roy. Animalize. That was a very interesting part of my life. You really like my limousine. You like the way I hide in the trunk. Like the way I pop out there
and I steal all of your shoes. Do you love me?
Okay, all your shoes.
It don't matter.
Okay.
I just want your dirty clothes and undergarments. I like to go to Japan and go to those weird vending machines.
Okay, all right, we're going to end it there, I think. Do those exist, or is that just like a rumor?
I think those actually exist.
Okay, that's just saying.
But what do I know? I've never been
here. Who knows? Who knows?
All right. What do we have coming up, Rich?
Oh, well, the Patriots made a couple moves yesterday. On top of that, the U.S. Open has gotten everyone playing horrible golf.
Yes.
And we will also... Oh, you know what? There's a story we got to follow up on from this week. The one thing baseball did right, they completely screwed themselves and shot themselves in the foot.
All right. We will have all that for you. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Great balls of fire. Guess who just crawled out the mountain mire? That can make you trust a liar. A real sucker diver. Vaughn never been a duck and diver. He spit on the mic, yuck saliva. Hold it like a truck driver. Hold a CB on a sharp turn. Still clutching the chest from the heartburn. What's your handle? I need a Zantac, Ock. And thanks before I blank into anaphylactic shock. Rock or disco, chocolate or the Crisco.
98.5 the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, if you like running backs with huge neck rolls, then you're going to love what the Patriots did yesterday, and that is sign James Devlin to a two-year extension for just under $4 million. On top of that, Fred, it seems that before everyone left Gillette for the month, the Patriots brought in a last-minute secret weapon to check out. How about former Jets quarterback Christian Hackenberg?
I'm not convinced he can't. I'm not convinced with the right training that he can't be an NFL quarterback.
So he got ended up traded to Arizona. Is that where he just got released from?
No, Oakland.
That's right. It was Oakland.
The Jets get nothing in return now because it was a conditional seventh round pick.
Gruden still thinks too that Hackenberg can be a quarterback. Just the CBA was the reason that he got aced out.
He was
what he said?
Yes. He was so good his freshman year at Penn State, and he checks off every physical thing. And it was the Jets who obviously are going to ruin anyone. That's the thing about quarterbacks is that if Brady was on a different team, he's not in the NFL right now. I mean, if Brady was on most teams, he's not in the NFL right now. They don't take that chance and they don't ride with him. So I believe that there is a way that Hackenberg can be an NFL quarterback.
Remind me, did Hackenberg get any time?
No,
he never center like no. At no point, even during that. Boy, how many years was he there?
Three?
So was he there during the whole Geno Smith debacle?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was there for that. And even during then, he never got any time?
No. Okay. Lockhart, he never played once, right? He never threw a pass.
Hackenberg?
He never threw a pass.
All right, well, they're checking him out.
He was throwing him into the stands in preseason.
He's got size, right? Like 6'4", 230, something like that?
He checks every box. Yeah. And he was very good, and then they screwed him up at Penn State. Don't go to Penn State. Everyone now wants to go to Penn State. I have no idea why, but they completely screwed him up.
Because they're giving away scholarships. Did you see that video that went viral? There was this one guy who was a walk-on on the team, and they said, who here works like a full-time job? Or who is working a job? And this one guy raised his hand, and he goes, where are you working? He goes, I'm a bouncer at some club 5 nights a week from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. And the guy goes, well, you just got yourself a full scholarship. And everyone goes, what?
Well, you see, ESPN does a whole thing on that every fall. You know, they have, it's not just Penn State. They have like five or six videos, and it's a feel-good thing. And
it's basketball, too.
Basketball, too, right. It all sorts of Division I. I mean, one guy, they had like a kicker, and they fired like a shirt at him with one of those shirt cannons. Mm-hmm. The kid caught it, and he opens up the shirt. It says, you have a full scholarship. And the crowd and the team goes crazy. You see it every year.
All right. Well, the one good thing that baseball seemed to have gotten right over the last, I don't know, this entire season is that there was a little bit of a buzz when a video was released on Tuesday. No one had seen this before, so who knew how long it was out there? But it was a mic'd up situation where you kind of got to hear what happens on the field when a player gets ejected from a game. Now, this was from 2 years ago. Noah Syndergaard was ejected from a Dodgers-Mets game way back in 2016 after throwing behind Chase Utley in the top of the third inning. Now, this was something that was a follow-up to when, it was in the LDS and Chase Utley cleated a guy and Syndergaard was trying to get back at him. But what ended up happening was this video comes out And for the first time, you really kind of got to hear what these umps are saying behind the scenes, and I thought this was excellent.
I don't know. It's not firing.
It's not playing?
No, it's not firing. It's not anything anyone did. It's
we have a fantastic system there.
No, then. I don't know. So anyway, Collins got pissed.
So what it showed was it showed that basically umpires, you know, you think they're just swearing at the guys, but they were being very matter of fact and very calming and saying, I have to do this. You know, hey, listen, he told Terry Collins, the manager of the Mets at the time, go ahead, get it out, yell. I know you got to do that for the people who are watching. Just go ahead and go. It was fascinating. And what did we say the other day? We're like, you need more of this in baseball.
You need this every week.
Oh, without a doubt.
Every week, put it on a mic'd up segment on the MLB Network. I guarantee you tons of people would watch.
Well, because the umpires are a bunch of babies, it looks like you're never going to see stuff like that again. That video has now been yanked, and Rob Manfred had said that that video has been scrubbed from the internet because of a collectively bargained agreement with the umpires that said that those interactions involving microphoned umpires are never going to be made public.
It made the umpire look great.
It made him look awesome. Like, it made him look like a human being, like a normal guy. I mean, you kind of sympathized with him. Matter of fact, everybody looked good in the whole situation. Even Terry Collins, when he came out, when he was yelling at him, was, you know, at some point he calmed down because the umpire did a good job making the cooler heads prevail. So it's gone. And apparently, if you use any kind of mic'd up audio during a game, and it happens rarely, but you've seen how sometimes they'll cut to and you'll hear like some of the guys speaking, and you've seen games where players have been mic'd up and they're talking to the people in the booth. Did you know that that audio is destroyed immediately after the game is
done?
Why? I have no idea. Because, well, probably this collective bargain.
God forbid Major League Baseball should cater to someone under the age of 50. Honest to God.
They did one thing right.
Like hell. You're screaming from the rooftops to get younger viewers. Here's a great opportunity to do that, and you want to kill it?
You know what they also want to do is they're talking about getting rid of the shift, and so, which is excellent because you can make the games go longer. I mean, they're talking about like making it illegal to
that's idiotic, too. Right. I mean, who says a player can't bunt down the third base?
Exactly.
I don't understand any of this. I don't get it. Baseball seems destined to destroy itself.
It does. We're going to get rid of the shift. Why? Longer. Just longer. That this guy insists on pulling the ball every time that he's up. You can't, by any stretch of the imagination,
they got the wrong commissioner. They got the wrong commissioner in there. You know who they need? They need Harpo. They need Tom Werner, Mr. Show Business. I'm sure he would have fixed everything by now.
You never know.
Felicia Rashad be the commissioner.
Correct.
Yeah, maybe Roseanne can sing another national anthem and come out there.
That's a Carsey Werner.
No. Tom Werner was involved in Roseanne.
Carsey Werner.
Kari Werner?
No, Carsey Werner.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the Cosby production. Show. It always said that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I missed that reference.
It was Carsey Werner?
I think you're right. Tom Werner and whoever the Carsey guy is.
Okay.
No, I think that's a woman. Come on. You guys are better than that.
See, I thought it was Carsey
Dash Werner.
Usually
I am, but not in this case. No. Nope.
Is it Carsey Dash Werner?
I thought it was, but I...
Marcy Carsey is the name.
All I know is that Gordon Gartrell was actually a guy who worked on the Cosby Show.
Really?
Yes.
Was he drugged?
No idea. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll have to know. All right, Rich. Another tease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will get to some of the U.S. Open stuff. And if you want to hear Jerry Remy eating something he doesn't want to eat, we'll play that too.
I wonder how many times they can go to that well.
It's times like that you
every
really
time
miss
they go
Don
to Seattle, but they do it every time. Yes. Timlin filled in last year. They had Timlin eat the grasshoppers last year.
There is nothing that Seattle loves more than, wow, you ate a grasshopper.
Yep.
As if it's any different than anything else. You know, what I'm going to eat is trite, which is pooey intestines, but I won't eat a grasshopper.
Tripe is a delicacy.
Tripe is disgusting. Have you had tripe?
No.
What is tripe?
I thought it was the inside lining of the stomach. My mistake.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I thought somebody said the magic word.
Yeah.
It was like, you know.
No!
It was like you can't. If the genie comes out of the lamp when you say Alakazam.
Not that! Rich told me someone said tears are falling.
Yeah, that is a song you could use, yes.
Yeah, but they're bloody. It's gone non-treated for far too long.
Yes, Pink Eye Paul Stanley, you do have to treat that. It's not looking good right
Pink
now.
Pink Eye's no joke. Firehouse!
I am quite surprised that Josh back at the television side of things has not made a pink eye Paul Stanley Photoshop.
No, he got me in the hamper.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Pink
Get
Eye.
Get up! Yeah. Everybody's going to throw their clothes in this hamper.
Okay. Thank you, Pink Eye Paul Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you soon.
I'm trying to think of another song.
Okay. Why'd you just pull up their greatest hits?
Well, they don't have to be a hit.
You didn't have really many hits, to be quite honest.
No. Most Creatures people... of the night. Crabs.
Those are the creatures of the night.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, they are, Rich. In the 80s.
Ouch!
That's where they are.
You are disgusting.
In the 80s, they were all creatures of the night.
I don't like these crabs.
Right?
The elders when I was at a nursing home.
The elder. I guess. So you were hiding
there. There was a lot of robes. The medical kind.
Okay, we appreciate that. The elder. Hard luck woman. Shock me.
That was an interesting one.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because I went and I thought I was in a hamper, but I actually got caught up in the wiring.
That would shock me. You actually got electrocuted.
If my hair went up. And I turned into a skeleton for a minute.
How about rock bottom?
Well, that was easy.
Okay.
That was when I was at a wrestling event.
Okay. The rock's bottom, yes.
The rock's bottom!
Okay. Right.
Give me another one.
Okay. How about, well, you already done Going Blind.
The Going Blind's about, yeah, pink eye.
Shout It Out Loud.
Shout It Out Loud! No, quiet.
Because you don't want anyone to see you in the hamper.
Yeah, that was an ironic song title.
God gave rock and roll to you.
Oh, God, please let them be sweaty.
Okay, all right. I think we've run out of kids' songs for you to make pink eye references.
God gave rock and roll to you. Now, that's interesting because that was when I went to the Flintstones.
You went to the Flintstones?
Rock!
Oh, God.
Emerald!
Okay, see, that's...
Mr. Slate! What are you going to do with all them dirty things from the dinosaurs?
Heaven's on Fire?
That was when, again... Heaven's on Fire is when a lot of people had a little something called gonorrhea.
Okay, all right. Okay, what about Crazy Nights?
Oh, that's easy. That's when I was in an insane asylum. Lots of fluids.
All right.
That was crazy.
Okay, it was.
You lunatic. What you got on that thing?
Psycho Circus?
The Bearded Lady.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
The world's tallest man.
All right. I think we're done.
All right.
Okay,
see you. The world's tallest man. And the bearded lady. Freak show.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm like the Anthony Bourdain of underwear.
You just travel across the world.
Yeah.
New types of underwear.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
Different cultures.
Just when I think you've done everything you can with the Pink Eye Paul Stanley character.
Well.
Anthony, Pink Eye Paul Stanley.
I'm in a rickshaw.
Okay, all right.
What's going on here? Or maybe I'm in Sweden in one of them. what do you call it? The galali
chalet or something?
Whatever. The gondola.
The gondola.
Gondola!
Yes,
your parts unknown, Pink Eye Paul Stanley.
Yep. Okay. I'm in the rice paddies of Vietnam. I'm everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Everywhere that has underwear.
hell?
That's the tagline for the show.
Well, that's right.
Everywhere that has
underwear. No reservations about smelling you. All right. We got a break. We come back. A man named Tom Brady sat down with Oprah Winfrey on a wicker chair, which I then stole. So we'll have that.
Okay, thank
you. All right.
All right. Thank you, Parts Unknown, Pink Eye.
Gail King.
Okay.
Give me some of her you stuff.
Okay. All right, Gail King.
Dr. Phil. Cool pop up. Dr. Oz, what you doing in that calling? You are all in the orbit of Oprah Winfrey.